I stand amidst the bodies of my friends and teammates, not knowing if they are alive or dead. Before me stands Makuta Ikarax, Staff of Artica in his claw. Only I, Galinuva, stand between him and whatever nightmare is to come. When we came to the realm of Karzani in pursuit of Ikarax, we found hundreds of Matoran, their spirits as crushed as their bodies were distorted. These victims of Karzani had been inexplicably abandoned, for there was no sign of the realm's ruler when we arrived, or the manas he was said to command. With gentle words and a great deal of patience, Liwa and Anua were able to convince the Matoran to leave their prison and head north toward Metru Nui. As it turned out, we had no need to search for Ikarax. He struck at us from an ambush. At first, we thought he was the Makuta we had fought before, for he wore the Mask of Shadows. But he was, if anything, a more skilled and ferocious warrior, felling my teammates with swift, sure blows. Now, I must make a choice. Do I do what I must to stop Ikarax, risking my friends' lives, if they still live? Or do I let him escape? There really is no choice. Even as he gloats over his triumph, I am summoning every last bit of moisture from the air for hundreds of Kyo around. I am merging it together, bending it to my will, preparing to unleash all my elemental power in one single explosion of force. And I do. And I hope to the great beings I never will again. A wall of water 1,000 feet high crashes into the realm of Karzani, shattering buildings, leveling everything in its path. I strain to make the currents obey, but cannot snatch the staff from Ikarax's hand. I do succeed in using my mask power to allow my friends to breathe water. When the flood tide subsides, Ikarax is gone, and the Toanuva somehow survive. Of this realm, nothing is left. Nothing but a noble hau floating on the water, one which once belonged to a hero. Tahu saves it from being lost, and that is good. I look around at the destruction I have caused, and wonder if too much has been lost today.